southeastern Wisconsin has some smart math students. A team from Nicolet High School recently took part in a national competition in New York City. Out of nearly 900 teams from around the country, the Nicolet team came in third. They had to tackle a real-world issue, substance abuse. In short, they had to come up with mathematical models to gauge the spread of nicotine use from vaping and figure out how many high school seniors could be affected. The MathWorks Math Modeling Challenge, or M-Cubed, is put on each year by the Society for Industrial and Applied Mathematics. The finals took place in New York on Monday. Mike Widener is a math teacher at Nicolet High School and coach of the school's team, and Ryan Mortensen is a junior at Nicolet and a member of the school's math team. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, sure. Very happy to be here.
And Ryan, thanks to you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Ryan, you and the team, third place out of almost 900 teams from all over the country. Congratulations. How does that feel?
Thank you. It feels awesome. It's incredible. I mean, right after we won, I had to go up and speak, and I think I said I felt like I was on a cloud, which is a pretty accurate. Yeah, it's incredible. It's awesome.
Now, Mike, talk us through how this M-Cubed competition works.
Well, M-Cubed is sponsored by MathWorks, which is a company that makes modeling software. And it's organized by the Society for the Industrial and Applied Mathematics, which is a professional organization. What they do is they come up with a very complicated real-world problem that students can use math modeling to solve. The problems have three different parts. So this year's had to do with drug use and drug abuse in our country. And the three different parts, students have to use what they know about mathematics and what they know about doing research on the internet and have to put together some models to make predictions about what will happen in the future and also what a typical class would look like. Students have 14 hours to work from the time they download the problem until their problem is due, and they can pick any 14 hours during that weekend to do the problems. Teams are organized, teams of 3, 4, or 5, 11th and 12th graders, so juniors and seniors in high school.
And Ryan, tell me about that 14-hour grind. What was that like for you and your team?
Yeah, so we got to my friend's house and went into his basement, and we sort of sat down. At that point, there were only 3 of the 4 of us present. One of our members had a Taekwondo tournament, actually. And so we were very unfamiliar with the challenge. So we spent a few hours just sort of trying to get our bearings and figuring out where we were going to start. And they ended up being very helpful those hours, and sort of we failed a lot in those hours, which helped us to sort of know what not to do and finish strong with the remaining 10 hours. And then our other member showed up and we sort of got going. We started out by collecting a ton of data that we could just use. And once we had a ton of data, we began sort of analyzing how we could fit it into mathematical formulas to predict the different aspects we were asked to predict. And so we then sort of broke off into little groups and did our own work from there.
And Ryan, as I understand it, this was in particular looking at e-cigarettes and vaping and how that might affect nicotine use among high school students. Does that feel like an issue that hits close to home that you see people struggling with actually in your high school?
Yes. Yeah. So that is something that I thought was really cool, is the competition. This M3 challenge always does problems that are related to sort of the world as it is right now. And this one for sure hit close to home. I've seen people using e-cigarettes. I know people who use them. Our school has sort of struggled with figuring out how to control that. So it was something that, I think it kept our interest because it was something that we see firsthand. And then additionally, yeah, it was really cool to solve a problem that has real societal application. And the predictions we made in this problem, like over the next 10 years, we can actually look to see how good our models were, which is really cool.
Now, Mike, you're a math teacher. I'm sure you've heard the dreaded question, when am I going to use this stuff in the real world? It sounds like this contest helps demonstrate, yes, you can use this stuff in the real world.
Exactly, Rob. I think it's a age-old question for math teachers. Oftentimes, we prepare students. We get them ready. We work really hard on solving problems in the book. But No one gets hired to solve problems out of a textbook. In the real world, people have to take their math knowledge and apply it in new and unique ways. And that's why I think the SIAM, the sponsoring organization, does such a great job, because what they're doing is they're exposing high school students to this idea that math isn't always a short answer. There's not always an answer in the back of the book. There are often many different ways and many different techniques to use as we approach a complicated math problem. And, you know, as a society, as we move forward, you know, there's so much data out there. And this idea of looking at big data and looking at thousands and thousands and thousands of data points and trying to make sense out of it. We have so much data, but not really wisdom. It's getting information that's actionable, usable information from all that data that's going to be key. And we need a lot more mathematicians and computer scientists to step forward and to lead us into the future, because it is such an important, vital part of our world.
We're talking to Mike Widener, math teacher at Nicolet High School and coach of the school's team at the MathWorks Math Modeling Challenge. Also with us, Ryan Mortensen, a member of the Nicolet math team, which won third place in this national competition among almost 900 teams. Now, Ryan, you're a junior. I don't want to put you in a pigeonhole just yet, but would you consider a career in math or computer science or some related field?
Certainly. Well, so we actually, Jane Street was, I think it's a financial firm that hosted us when we went to New York, and they talked about some of what they do, and I found that sort of fascinating. So that's something I'll certainly look at. But then the other thing is, I think what this competition has showed us is the value of math in anything you do. So even if I go into something that's seemingly completely unrelated to math, having a great basis of knowledge in math can help me to become a more skilled worker in any career path, and sort of better understand the world around me. So, yeah.
Math
will be important no matter what.
Got to have my kids listen to this interview. Now, Mike, I wanted to ask about your role as the coach of the team. What was your involvement? You were not actually in the basement, were you?
I was not. I was not allowed to be in the basement. This was something that students are totally encouraged to work on their own. Some coaches do spend time, maybe have an after-school club, and I've considered that in the past. There hasn't been a lot of interest. Now that some of our own students have gone to New York and finished in the third place in the nation, maybe we'll have more interest in the future. Some schools have practiced. What I do in my class with my calculus students, we have an AP calculus course. There's a lot of content. It's hard to fit everything in. But I take out about half of a class period and try to explain what math modeling is and why it's useful and what the M-cubed challenge is like. For some students, spending 14 hours on a problem that they don't have to do as a required part of a course sounds painful and sounds like something they're not willing to do. But Ryan came forward and said, you know, that sounds kind of interesting. I think I'd like that, and I have some friends that I think would like it too. He went away, recruited some of his friends, and four of them said, yes, we'd like to do this. We'd like to spend 14 hours. I sent a few links to the students and encouraged them to look at some websites, some past solutions to get a sense of what their problems would be like. But that was pretty much the extent of my coaching.
And Ryan, as we wrap up, I just remember the line in The Martians where Matt Damon says, I'm going to clean up the language, let's math this stuff. Having been through this experience, do you like see a problem or hear about an issue in the world and now you think, hey, let's math this. How do we figure out how that's going to play out?
Yeah, definitely. I think this has certainly shown me how math can be used to solve really any problem, even problems we don't know exist. And that quote you're referring to, I have to chuckle because I basically felt that exact way when we opened up the problem. And there were a few points throughout those 14 hours where I think my friends felt the same way, where suddenly it clicked and we're like, yeah, let's math this. Let's go for it. So it's very cool.
Well, thanks to both of you for joining us and congratulations on the big success in that contest.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mike Widener is a math teacher at Nicolet High School and coach of the school's team at the MathWorks Math Modeling Challenge. Ryan Mortensen is a member of the Nicolet Math Team. We talked to them about their award for best presentation and third place finish in the national competition in New York City. The team earned $10,000 in scholarship money for their efforts.